Tell you who's won a prize, Ray. Debbie Kapoutis won again yesterday.
Yeah, and it was great to see. And Debbie's on the line. Of course, she's a part owner of Winx. And Debbie, good morning. Congratulations. Great scenes again there yesterday. We never tire of it. And Debbie, we're getting a recurring theme from our listeners this morning. Don't retire her.
morning, boys. Yeah, look, isn't it amazing? She's just unbelievable. You can't... You can't fathom what she's doing, but you think she's a 7-year-old mare. Wow, you know, like she's just as good as she was 2 years ago. Yeah. Absolutely, it just blows your mind what she does.
So, based on those comments from you, would you be open to her running for a fifth Cox Plate?
Look, I doubt that. I doubt that very, very much. It's a very hard ask. You've got to remember, it's wonderful that she's going well now, but you just don't want to go one too many times. And, you know, like we haven't said definitely that she's finishing in the next two, but we have not looked anywhere past that. So that's where it is. My gut says, you know, like you've just got to be careful. And she just keeps defying everything. So... she's just amazing.
Debbie, you've just left the door ajar and these journalists like Ray Thomas will come charging through.
No, there isn't. There's no door ajar.
I tell you what though, Deb, I think Chris Waller, for all the great things he's done with the mare, is almost looking forward to the day when it's all over because...
No, he's not.
Well, that crushing pressure...
No, he's not.
And I guess the pressure that you're under as well, Debbie, to see the horse each and every preparation come up as well as she does... it's not an easy feat.
Look, it's not. And Chris is under a huge pressure and he handles it brilliantly, but it still is just so... It's something... It's very uncharted waters and you just can't... You can't push it too far. It's amazing, you know, like you don't want her to lose now. I know that's arrogant saying that, but it's not that you think, you know, you want racing to be spoiled by her not... you know, by her just barreling them all over and always winning. But the fact that you just want her to keep this phenomenal record and you don't want to have it sort of marred at all, which it wouldn't be because she's done what she's done. But to go out on a high is really the best thing in sport, isn't it? And everybody in all sports. That's really what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, look, it's not a definite that she's finishing, she's even going to race two more times. But, look, I can't see her racing past the end of this prep.
Well, I said to Chris last time he was on the program, look, does it really matter if she loses? He said yes.
He did actually.
He's most adamant that it did matter. What about Debbie yesterday with the way that Happy Clapper really took her on at any point? Or maybe at every point, were you a bit worried about how she responds?
Look, yeah, really, you were worried. You always had it in the back of your mind. You know her so well, and you know what she can do. As long as she's still in that frame and can do that, there was no way she was not going to win. But what a great way they you know, absolute congratulations to Pat Webster and Blake Shin for making it the race. That's not his usual pattern. And they came out and they made it a phenomenal race. And she got a record because of what they'd done. Now, without them taking her to that point, that record would not have been there. So they've created that record. How exciting is that for them? What a great campaigner Happy Clapper is. It's just wonderful to see competition like that.
Yeah, he made a race for it yesterday. Deb, have you had a chance to talk to Chris this morning? Because, again, it was noticeable that at Huey didn't put the mare under any undue pressure late in the race, and that helps her recovery. Have you got any up-to-the-minute sort of reports on how she's come through the race?
No, I've left him alone this morning. Okay. And generally, if there's something amiss or something unusual, you hear about it. But she was good last night. She went back. She recovered in her usual manner. She, you know, she had a blow, but she was back to her normal self very quickly, which is her pattern. And I would say, not having heard anything, that's exactly how she'd be this morning. And but she just, you just can't believe that she does this every time she races. Mm. And that is part of her, I think. That is part of why, because of all the recovery she can do as well.
Mm. Yeah, just amazing. Well, if you don't want to upset Chris this morning and badgering, we will. Generally, that's what we do on a Sunday morning after Winks run. So, Debbie, we'll fill your void there on that one. Look, Deb, we've got to keep moving. Congratulations again.
Absolutely.
You probably get sick of hearing it, but I'm sure you never get sick of seeing her run, and especially when she keeps running the way she is. Good luck for the remaining two races and those other races which you've hinted at this morning.
You ask Chris about that.
All right, okay. No, fair enough. Fair enough.
Thanks, Debbie.
And thanks. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody for loving her like they do.
Nah, no problem
so
at
much,
all.
Deb.
No problem. Debbie Caputis there, part owner of the legendary Winks.
We do.